Ukrainian singer Vlad Zinkowski with an interesting song about, I guess you could call it, a playboy. Вітаю вас всіх, дорогі радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос» радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, котра подається вам, як звичайно, з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. Говорить Павіна, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. I'm your host, Pavlina, talking at you from the west coast of Canada. It's a pleasure to have you with me once again. We've got a great program lined up for you. Ukrainian Jewish Heritage is coming up with an interesting story, very little known, about a village in Ukraine that had some pretty heroic people during the Holocaust. As well, we've got a blast from the past, and not too far past. We've got a Rushnichuk story with a song about a bar, and a little bit more of a message as well. And we've got our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And coming up next, Vasil Dunets, another singer from Ukraine, with a song remembering Father's Day. Vasil Dunets and Rідний Тату.
У нашій мові слів таких немало, які бентежать душу й почуття. Та слово «батько» дороге нам стало з дитинства, з перших кроків у життя. Коли ми промовляємо «батьківщина», то згадуємо батьківське ім'я. Та й пригорнути доньку або сина так вміє тільки татова рука. О, рідний тату, минулі 60-ті, і твої скроні сріблом зарясніли. Але на щастя сивина торкнулась їх, як дим, а твоє серце залишилось молодим. Душа у батька сповнена тривоги, як діти ще здорові, де вони? Якби могла незвідані дороги пройшла б, щоб від біди оберегти. Поради, що народжені роками, як скарб безцінний ти даруєш нам. Та чи у всьому добрими ділами ми шану віддаєм своїм батькам? О, рідний тату, минулі 60-й, і твої скроні сріблом зарясніли. Але на щастя сивина торкнулась їх, як дим, а твоє серце залишилось молодим. Життя обвіяло вітрами, здіймало ввись, бува кидало вир. Але ти завжди залишався з нами, в сім'ї друзям вірний проводир. І для тебе у Всевишнього благає здоров'я і добра на много літ, щоб залишався, яким запам'ятали тебе за перші 60-ків літ.
О, рідний тату, це ж тільки 60-й, хоч твої скроні сріблом зарясніли. Але на щастя сивина торкнулась їх, як дима, ти нам завжди залишайся молодим. Але на щастя сивина торкнулась їх, як дима, ти нам завжди залишайся молодим.
Do you want to listen to Nash Holes without using your web browser? Well, it's very easy. Download Stitcher's Smart Radio for iPhone and Android.
Get your weekend passes for Canada's National Ukrainian Festival for only $95. That's $95 for a weekend pass to this cultural extravaganza in Dauphin, Manitoba, August 4th to 6th. CNUF is loaded with Ukrainian culture at its finest, featuring 3 days of music, dancing, food, and fun. Call 1-877-474-2683. Canada's National Ukrainian Festival, August long weekend, Dauphin, Manitoba. See CNUF.ca for updates and like Canada's National Ukrainian Festival on Facebook.
Твоя,
And continuing on a Father's Day theme, that was Nove Pokolenia from Toronto and an original composition called Tatovi for Father. And up next, a little bit further west, the Interlake Polka Kings from the Interlake area of Manitoba. And also on a Father's Day theme, this one is a song called Pishodid Pohrebe, Grandpa Goes Picking Mushrooms.
Баба под пипеньки, аки свої посушив, бабони мне генки, аки свої посушив, бабони мне генки. Баба по сніданку, кід назбирав помікід, баба по мошклянку, кід назбирав помікід, баба по мошклянку. Гробів по момиску, баба свої під піночки зварила аж лишку, баба свої під піночки зварила аж лишку. Та й попив водою, баба плаче, бо їй голод не дає спокою, баба плаче, бо їй голод не дає спокою. Баба плаче, бо їй голод не дає спокою, аки собі попоїв, дай вуса рукою, аки собі попоїв, дай вуса рукою. Прийшла до мене, я все гречі попоїв, дай бійду без тебе, я все гречі попоїв, дай бійду без тебе.
Слухайте радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you on the PCJ Radio Network from Vancouver Island in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. And now for a look at Ukraine's rich Jewish heritage, then and now, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter based in Toronto, Ontario.
Welcome to Ukrainian Jewish Heritage on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Peter Baker. A quiet village set amidst rolling hills, forests, and ravines. a revered monastery, and four stories of salvation. A compelling article by Oksana Sikorska in the Ukrainian journal Zbruch outlines the remarkable role of the small western Ukrainian village of Uniu during the horrors of the Second World War and the Holocaust. These are stories of resilience and triumph in the face of daunting odds and incredible danger. In the 1930s, Uniu had a little over 1,000 souls in a village school. And by the time of the German occupation in 1943, a little boy was peering out a window from the attic of the schoolhouse onto the world outside. To leave the attic was to invite disaster. Most of the local Jewish population had already been deported and/or killed. Public signs posted everywhere warned that anyone assisting Jews would be executed. This boy, Raoul Hoffman, who was to become the Nobel laureate in chemistry, found shelter in the one-room schoolhouse, which was also the home of the village schoolteacher Mykola Duke and his wife Maria. What is even more astounding is that Raoul's mother, two uncles, and an aunt were also in hiding at the same location. The group of five remained together there for 18 months until the end of the German occupation. Mykola and Maria Duke were conferred the title of Righteous Among the Nations by Yad Vashem in Israel. The lonely boy Raoul gazed upon the forbidden world outside as his mother lifted his spirits with fantastic stories of overseas adventures. And down the road from the schoolhouse, a group of other boys he would never get to meet played freely outside. The boys were from the orphanage of the Holy Dormition Laura, the mother monastery of the Studite Order of Monks of the Ukrainian Greek Catholic Church. Historic documents date the Laura to the 14th century. It became a renowned religious publishing and printing center in the 17th century. The Studite monks were, and are, a working and praying order with doors open to everyone. They were self-supporting, lived simply on the verge of poverty, and ran orphanages and workshops where they trained young peasant boys in crafts. Their dynamic leader, the Archimandrite Clement, was the brother of the head of the Ukrainian Greek Catholic Church, Andrei Sheptitsky. Kurt Lewin, the son of a rabbi in Lviv, lived in hiding among the Studites in a number of locations for most of the war, thanks to the effort of the Sheptitsky brothers. He left a vivid account of their daily lives. He wrote, "At 6 o'clock, the working day was over, with the monks changing into habits and assembling for the evensong. A simple meal in the refectory was followed by the povecheria, a short night service consisting of reading psalms, one that I always found especially moving. It beseeched the Lord to take care of travelers on sea or land, to heal the sick, to console the dying in their hour of agony, to protect the oppressed and imprisoned, the soldiers on the battlefield, all people suffering and in mourning, to protect everyone everywhere." The priest pronounced the pleading sentences of the litany, and the community answered, "Hospite podai pomile, O Lord, grant it and have mercy on all." Then the monks approached the superior one by one to be blessed. Each monk approached him, kissed an extended hand, and left in silence for the monastery and his cell. Among the orphans cared for by the Studites at Uniu were several Jewish boys. They included the former Minister of Foreign Affairs of Poland, Adam Daniel Rotfeld, who is now professor of Warsaw University. There was also Dr. Leon Hamedes, also rabbi's son, who became director of pediatric cardiology at Connecticut Children's Medical Center and clinical professor of pediatrics at the University of Connecticut School of Medicine. During the war, the dense forests surrounding Uniu Monastery were the scenes of fierce battles. In a gripping account told in his interview with the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum, Dr. Hamedes recounted, "We had one healer. I don't know whether he was a physician, but I managed to become his helper at the ripe age of 9, and we set up a hospital in the church, and we brought in the wounded. One of my jobs was after the battles to run into the forest and to rummage around, find dead soldiers, particularly if they were German, because they would usually have bandages and first aid material on them, and get as much of that material as possible. I would take the bandages off and then run back and wash them so we could use them on the Ukrainians." After the war, the hidden Jewish boys of Unio left a shattered Ukraine to fulfill their destinies in the outside world. The Studite order was suppressed by the Soviets, the Unio Lavra closed, and the monks went underground to secretly serve the church. Klement Sheptytsky was arrested and died in the Gulag in 1951. When the Soviet Union collapsed, the Studites returned and the Unio Lavra was reopened. Klement Sheptytsky was recognized as righteous among the nations by Yad Vashem and was beatified by Pope John Paul II in 2001. Kurt Lewin recalls the timeless nature of the refuge offered in Unio and elsewhere by the Studites. He writes, "The incense, the chant of the monks, and the dimly lit icons created an atmosphere of peace and serenity, conducive to meditation and prayer. It was a deeply spiritual experience that at the time appealed to one's senses. It was like stepping into a different world, leaving horror and fear behind. This indeed was the Lord's sanctuary." This has been Ukrainian Jewish Heritage on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. From San Francisco, I'm Peter Baker. Until next time, Shalom.
Ukrainian Jewish Heritage is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter, based in Toronto, Ontario. To find out more about their work, visit their website and follow them on Facebook and Twitter. Transcripts and audio files of this and earlier broadcasts of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage are available at their website, ukrainianjewishencounter.org, as well as at the Nash Holos website, www.nashholos.com.
Стало білим, біла річка, біла гребля, білий світ. І до школи, як горобчик, прострибав єврейський хлопчик і залишив на подвір'ї перший слід. Зустрічає його ребе. Що ти, хлопчик, спати ж треба? А як вже прийшов, то і заходь. Тож сідаймо біля свічки, проваджаймо разом нічку, бо вона в моїй хатині ще Господь.
Ukrainian group called Ocheretanye Kit, Swamp Cat, and a song very apropos to what we just heard. That was Yevreski Khopchik. little Jewish boy. Coming up next is another wartime theme, and also ties in with Father's Day. This is Anya Ponomarenko and Povertajsia Tato, Come Back, Tato, or Come Back, Father. And of course, that is From the Front.
Додому, тато, вже черешні відцвіли. Повертайся додому, тато, повертайся із війни. Ми з матусею в віконці виглядаємо щодня. Ти у день не наче сонце, і вночі не мов зоря. Віднеси ластівку, звісточку для тата, що його донечка вміє вже читати, що його дівчинка чекає як ніколи, коли татусь її поведе до школи. І фотокартку, і коли вечір вже настав, попрошу тихенько Бога, щоб його оберігав, щоб додому у родину повернулися усі. Боже, донечкам, синочкам так потрібні татусі. Віднеси ластівку, звісточку для тата, що його донечка вміє вже читати, що його дівчинка чекає як ніколи, коли татусь поведе до школи. Віднеси ластівку, звісточку для тата, що його донечка
Зелене жито зелене, хороші й гості у мене. Зелене є жито, женці жнуть, хороші й гості мене жнуть. Зелене є жито, женці жнуть, хороші й гості мене жнуть. Ой, зелене жито зелене, хороші й гості у мене. Зелене є жито при межі, хороші й гості від душі. Зелене є жито при межі, хороші й гості від душі. Ой, зелене жито зелене, хороші гості у мене. Зелене жито ще й овес, тут зібрався рід наш увесь. Зелене жито ще й овес, тут зібрався рід наш увесь. Зелене, хороші гості у мене. Зелене є жито за селом, хороші гості за столом. Зелене є жито за селом, хороші гості за столом. Ой, зелене жито зелене, хороші гості у мене. Зелене є жито, женці жнуть, хороші гості мене жнуть. Зелене є
жито женці жнуть, хороші гості мене ждуть.
Popular Ukrainian folk group from the 1980s and thereabouts. So that was Vatra with Zeleneye Zheto, traditional Ukrainian welcoming song, Green Grows the Rye. Before them was Ukrainochka, a girl group from Ukraine, and also dating back to the 1980s. And that was a traditional Ukrainian folk song, Yekhal Yekhal Kozak Mistom, a Kozak rode into town. Ви слухаєте радіопередачу «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, котра подається вам з Британської Колумбії в Канаді, говорить Павліна. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio on PCJ Radio International, coming to you from beautiful British Columbia, Canada. I'm your host, Павліна. Up next, Stefan Andrusiak, Steve Andrusiak, formerly of Rushnichok and now a host of his own radio program in Ontario called Nasha Kasha. We will hopefully be bringing him on the show to tell us about his show. But meanwhile, here he is with a blast from the past a few years back about an original composition of his in collaboration with other talented musical friends. Here is Stefan Andrusiak with Baraban, a song about a drum and a bar.
This is Stefan Andrusiak, and this week something a little different. The song is called Baraban, which means drum in Ukrainian. Baraban is also the name of an actual out-of-the-way Kyiv, Ukraine bistro. I wrote the lyrics and a very basic melody in 2011. However, it took Mike Kuchar's enthusiasm, musicality, and voice to bring the song to life. Baraban is a bit of a rant. The song is also an expression of hope. A visitor wanders into a popular secluded bistro. The stranger quickly discovers that everyone has a menu of their own, demands of their own, offerings, but no one seems to feel responsible for a successful outcome. Having never been to Baraban myself, I use the bar as a metaphor for Ukraine today. Because the song is edgy, at an edgy time, it was very important for me to contact and to inform the owners of the club about the song coming out. Baraban's owner, Ihor Sovtan, wrote me the following. Пісня ваша дуже сподобалася. Вона класна. Таких пісень не вистачає Україні. Roughly translated, he said, I like your song very much. It is in a special class musically and philosophically. Such songs are too few in Ukraine. Baraban was recorded in front of a live audience during the St. Catharines, Ontario Folk Arts Festival on Saturday, May the 19th in 2012. Mike Kuchar wrote the music, sings lead vocals, plays acoustic guitar and bass guitar. Beth Bartley on violin, her husband Mark Clifford acoustic and dobro guitar, Mark Haggerty on drums, Leanne Vida, and yours truly sing the harmony. Here is Baraban.
Scarlet alleys lined with dustbins has a place called Baraban. Near the street they call Hrishchaty, careless with everyone. Wandered in with reservations, still I'm here with no regrets. Expats, poets, politicians, stir their steaming vinaigrettes. Places jammed, so many parties, resolutions, egos gray. Outcomes turn to Mama Lega, the drum, see the song. Prophet, to believe it's Byzantine. Hold the vodka, give me substance, a place to grow, a chance to dream. Kasha's nice, but we're still craving truth and rights to rule the day. Thugs are chilling, fever's building, golden braids are turning gray. Oh, my sisters and my brothers, no exceptions, rule of law. One son fought, but he faltered. Go and find a better one. 20 years, called it freedom, oligarchs, corruption, fear. Beat the drum and end the silence. One great country loud and clear.
Ba-da-bun, ba-da-bun, Ukraine.
Ukraine is one that we're not done.
Beat the drum, see the song.
Чекає, покажіть всім, що ви на ритарця. Учитися, браття, сестри,
усміхніться, доля. Барабан, барабан, і всім один закон.
Барабан, барабан,
Ukraine
is one that you're not done.
Beat the drum, see the song.
Come together, greet the
ті кози, а дівчата козінята, та й померзли в ложеня. Ой, дівоньки гожі, кидайте ті кози, кривім танцю потанцюємо, та й ніженьки зігрівай. Музика. кривотанця, кривотанця, та не виведем кінць. Треба його та виводити, треба його та виводити, кінець йому та й знаходить. Ой, травко, муравко, ой, травко, муравко, ой, чому ж ти не зелена? Чіть я гуси пощіпали, чіть я гуси пощіпали, чіть вонькі потоптав. Мене гуси не щіпали, мене гуси не щіпали, а дівоньки потоптав.
And from Winnipeg, that was Alexis Kohan from her CD Tsarivna, and that was her first CD recorded many years ago. It is a selection of Ukrainian ritualistic songs, and that song was Krivy Tanok, Crooked Dance, celebrating the summer solstice season. For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio in Vancouver every Saturday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time on AM 1320 CHMB and streaming at am1320.com. Live in Nanaimo Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Time on CHLY 101.7 FM and online at chly.ca. And elsewhere in the world here on the PCJ Radio Network on AM, FM, shortwave, and satellite radio. In between broadcasts, you can find us online at www.nashholos.com. Where you can get podcast links to all three editions of the show. As well, make sure to follow Nash Holos on Twitter and please like our Facebook page. На жаль, ми вже скінчили нашу програму. Пора не прощатися на щодень тиждень, бо вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Не було і не буде там добре, де згода нема. And our proverb of the week translates as harmony is the father of all good. And that brings us to the end of another edition of Nash Holos. To take us to the end of our program, the Ukrainian old-timers from Winnipeg, Manitoba, and Grandpa's Polka. I'm Pavlina. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio International, thank you so much for listening. Until next time, do побачення.